It's a beautiful day in the Gulch.
What's up?
I think I forgot. I don't think I say that every time anymore.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to change. You don't... Yeah, it's okay to change.
Yeah, I don't really have... a lot of the time, I don't have a poem prepared anymore.
Yeah.
But I...
I just noticed that. Yeah. That's crazy. Damn.
I'm still writing, Dang. But a lot of this stuff is like...
It's too vulgar to read out loud. It's like
there might erotic be cussing style. Or there, it might be too weird or something.
Yeah, there once was a man from Nantucket.
Yeah.
he's been specializing in dirty limericks.
Yeah, I've been writing dirty limericks like... actually, I don't even really know what a limerick is. There once was a man from Nantucket.
Yeah.
He always pooped in a bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
His wife did too. Except she went in a shoe, which happened to be the one the children all lived in. It has to rhyme with.
I think it should have rhymed with shoe. Yeah.
No, it should rhyme with bucket.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
He always pooped in a bucket. So did his wife, but she went in a shoe.
No, his wife did too. But she went in a shoe.
Until she kicked the bucket. No. His wife did too, but she went in a shoe. What rhymes with bucket that isn't the F word?
I'm trying to think. Chuck it?
Chuck it.
Yeah,
that so his wife did too, but she went in the shoe, which always made the man chuck it.
Yeah.
Because the shoe was too stinky.
Yeah, that limerick kind of peaks in the middle.
Which is okay. Well, it could keep going. Like, the shoe is too stinky.
I don't think a limerick can keep like a going. Baby's... I think it's like a haiku. I think it's a strict, there's a strict formal constraint on the limerick.
Yep.
Are you hungry?
Not yet, but I will be.
Maybe we should make spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good idea.
All right, first things first.
What's your technique?
You gotta boil that water.
You boil the water first?
Have you noticed it takes forever to boil water? So that's usually what I do, is I start boiling some water. And then I just kind of keep it hot, so. First we fill up the water.
Yeah. I don't really think it takes very long for it to boil. Well.
Look, this is taking a long time, and I'm just filling it up.
I get pretty impatient, and I'll often throw the noodles in before it even begins to boil.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
I don't do that anymore.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Now, but you used to.
Yeah, now I'm too picky about, like,
the getting it exactly right.
Something like that.
Yeah. Are you al dente? Are you an al dente boy?
I wouldn't describe myself as such, but, no. Okay, so... Alright, now we've got that going. As the water boils, let's get our meatballs.
So what kind of meatballs you got here?
Frozen ones. They come from...
What brand?
Cooked Perfect.
That's the brand?
That's the brand. I feel like when we were shopping for these meatballs, we weren't picking out the brand as much as we were picking out the nice, bold Italian flag.
Yeah, the bag is a flag. And it has these really... I think this plate looks odd on the bag. Like, the plate looks too small and the meatballs look too large. But that's kind of what
I
want.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's what I want from a meatball, honestly. Especially Italian style. We're talking the big, spicy meatball. Not like one of these ones you get in like a gravy or something like that.
It's Speaking of gravy, I was just going to call this gravy, because that's what they say on
In the Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call the red sauce gravy.
But they were, like, made fun of for saying that in Italy. Like, Paulie was like, can bring me some macaroni with gravy.
Oh, there's not very many meatballs left in there. That's okay.
That's kind of a lot. Looks like there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. There's, like, 13 at least. That's interesting. You're pouring the meatballs and the gravy into a saucepan.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting, isn't it?
It's fascinating. Well, I would have put that in another pan, kind of like this. But it is a saucepan.
What do you mean, another pan, kind of like that?
Well, I would put it in another pot, usually. I would have a pot of sauce and a pot of... what not noodles.
Yeah.
But the saucepan is the move, because it's a pan for sauce.
Yeah, aptly named.
So you're putting a lid on the saucepan now. Pretty simple.
See?
Water's still not boiling.
I'm telling you, it takes forever to boil water anymore.
Yeah, how long has it been? It's been 6 minutes, and the water hasn't even boiled yet.
Well, it's been 6 minutes.
But
that's an independent variable.
We're looking at it. You know, they say a watch pot never boils, as they say. Yep. Yep.
If you look in, it ain't a cooking.
Oh, I like that. If you look in, it ain't a cooking. If you're peeking.
I think that's what George Foreman used to say when he was on TV selling his special grills.
George Foreman said, if you're looking at it ain't a cooking?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a very good thing to say if you're trying to sell a grill. Because if you're trying to sell a grill and you're like, you can't look at it or else it won't work, that's going to make me not want to buy the grill.
They're saying you can't look at the food.
I know.
But also, a George Foreman grill is not like a real grill. It's like a panini press.
Yeah, if you got a George Foreman grill, it ain't a cooking, probably, period. It's warming up.
People don't really rock with George Foreman grills nowadays.
Yeah, what happened to that?
It's just a passing fad. I don't know. You haven't heard much from him, have you?
I think he's probably dead. And then, like, who's going to... If George Foreman isn't around, is it awkward to continue to sell the grill that seemed mostly secondary to... It's sort of like a later in life, like a third chapter or a second chapter.
There needs to be, like, a Sammy Sosa air fryer or something like that.
Yeah, like, if Sammy Sosa had an air fryer and Sammy Sosa died... His legacy wouldn't be the air fryer. His legacy would still be baseball. So I feel like
George Foreman... Yeah, but people would remember him for the air fryer. It'd be confused... The layman. The layman would... Or like a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a kid who didn't know who Sammy Sosa was.
George Foreman is an accomplished boxer, but when's the first time you heard of George Foreman? Was it about boxing or was it about grilling?
I think I'm old enough that I remember pre-grill George Foreman, but maybe not.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, I don't know if I do or not either. I guess I probably just know him from the grill, but I feel like...
But you're old enough to know him from the boxing.
No, I feel like I knew him before, but I'm not sure. Like, I could look up the time frame, but... Like, I could just be trying to make a point. But, like, the point that I'm trying to make is if someone has, like, a really big sports legacy or something like that, and then they do something kind of equally public afterwards, and then they die.
What about The Rock? What about Dwayne Johnson?
See, he would be remembered for his acting.
Yeah.
Because his acting has surpassed his wrestling career.
Yeah.
Like, he's like the number one actor in the world.
Right.
or he was at one point.
He was the number one wrestler in the world at one point. Seemingly.
Well, seemingly, but wrestling is not anywhere near as popular as, like, action movies.
Right.
It's, like, kind of a niche, or kind of a underground kind of thing. For kind of, like, weird guys, basically.
Yeah.
Like, wrestling a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm saying, you know, I just think that, like, if George Foreman died and then the grill kept going, I was just thinking it's probably not that important of a legacy to continue a Panini Press.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it might still exist. And he might even still be alive, and I don't know. Oh, is it boiling now? So, it's at the stage where there's steam coming out and there's bubbles on the bottom of the pan only.
It's fish eyes.
Yeah, it looks like fish eggs. Or eyes. Yeah. So, it's like at that point right before it starts boiling.
Yeah, there's some, turmoil at the top of the water.
A little bit of disturbance on the surface. A little some bubbles coming to the top. The bubbles are now coming to the top and they're bursting in sort of like a little kind of like sporadic spots, like random spots. It's not quite bubbling yet, but now if this were me, I would be too impatient, and even though we're right on the cusp of boiling, I probably would have...
You would have put the noodles in.
I would have put the noodles in by now. Now, another thing I want to ask you is, do you break the spaghetti in half before you put it in the pot?
No.
So you just kind of let it lay on the side of the pot?
No, for a minute or so, but usually there's enough, it becomes pliable pretty quickly to integrate it.
See,
that's your problem when you put the spaghetti in before it boils.
Is because if I put the spaghetti, lay it on the side before it boils, it'll burn from laying on the side of the pot.
Something like that, yeah.
No, definitely that. Because I want to see if your noodles boil from laying it on the side.
All right,
I started breaking the noodles in half.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's weird behavior, I guess.
Yeah, see my technique.
Yeah, what you got? So you're putting it in. It's not a big pan. The noodles are halfway submerged, and then the dry, it's all stiff, but the stiff parts are still poking out, and they're laying on the side of the lip of the pot. So it's like,
hold on to the dry ends. No, but in a couple minutes, we're going to be able to fold it over.
Now, see, like what happens to me is this bit that is resting on the lip always burns, so I'll often just snap the noodles entirely in half. But that's another, I guess, impatient thing that I do that makes my cooking worse, I guess.
Isn't it fun to eat long noodles?
I don't really think it makes that much of a difference if, like... Well, also, I feel like if the noodles are, like, really long, then they get all tangled up.
Yeah. Tangled up where and how?
They get tangled up with each other. They become entangled in entanglement. Whereas the shorter noodles, you can kind of just get a forkload of them, and they'll pull up out. They'll pull up out of the plate easier. Like, have you ever like been eating spaghetti with your friend and then you accidentally kiss him because you both had the noodle.
Whoa, I should have cut the noodles in half. That's weird.
It's not going to happen. That won't happen if you break them in half.
See, look.
Yeah, you're right.
Within mere minutes.
Yeah, like really probably like 2 minutes. They didn't burn and they got pretty quickly submerged. They just kind of flopped over. That's a good bubbling sound.
Yeah.
And the steam is nice, feels nice on my nose.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's allergy season. People always forget about that.
Allergy in the spring?
Yeah. You want
a LaCroix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when people would call it LaCroix?
LaCroix. Yeah, I remember that. I was big into seltzer in a crazy cringe way.
Yeah. It was kind of like your personality.
Yeah. But I was into it before that whole thing. I was at the front end of that trend.
You were cringe before everyone else.
Yeah. But I've been thinking about the cringe thing, like about how people are like, I'm kind of tired of seeing people post like, oh, I'm cringe, but I'm free. It's like, yeah. People have been saying that for like 5 or 6 years now, you know?
You're not free.
You're not free. You're being cringe does not make you free. I feel like being like, that's implying that cringe is like this sort of like point of no return or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a place where it's like, you know what? I'm going to just give up.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think it should be like, I'm cringe, but I'm going to really try and do better next time.
Yeah. Or it's like, I am currently cringe.
Yeah.
Unrelated to my,
it's not my identity.
State of bondage.
Look at this box. This box is like literally sitting against the saucepan. You're going to start a fire.
Yeah, let's get rid of the box. Look how wet the box
is. Why is it all wet? Wow, that's kind of the opposite of what I expected. I thought it would be on fire, but instead it's wet. Cooking is like a mysterious and wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's all about transforming the elements.
Yeah.
Like you have fire, water,
yeah.
Earth,
yeah.
You know, grains from the earth.
Yeah. You're like a kind of like an alchemist.
Yeah.
You're turning this inedible thing into a yummy dinner.
Exactly. You're turning what is basically some essentially wood. Some
yeah.
Sticks.
Yeah, dude.
That live in your pantry and they could be like 5 years old.
Yeah, that's
then,
true.
And then they instant, just in mere minutes, they become luscious noodles.
Yeah, that's definitely alchemy. And you're turning these previously frozen, these like frozen lumps of raw flesh, dead animal, and you're turning it into a yummy sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, when you put it like that.
It's kind of pretty gross. Yeah.
Yeah, we could throw that box away, maybe.
Yeah, I'll throw the box. Do you break it down?
It's so confusing because they say like you can't recycle this kind of plastic stuff.
Because it has a little plastic window?
Yeah.
Is it crazy? Is a spaghetti box the only box with a little plastic window at the grocery store?
You know, I'm not going to make any bold claim, but I can't think of another box with a little window like that. So I think that's pretty compelling.
I think there's probably some other noodles that have the window.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to make differentiation between different kinds of noodles.
But noodles might be the only kind of box that has like a little plastic window in it, like an action figure.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, yeah, you dropped some noodles
on
the stove.
No, I wanted to see if it was ready.
Oh, you're
it's
testing
not ready.
Hey, there's a rubber band right here. Have you ever put a rubber band in someone's spaghetti before?
That would be pretty funny.
Well, if you did it to me right now, or if we did it right now and did it to ourselves, and we see who gets it.
I feel like that would make all of the spaghetti taste like rubber band.
Well, you don't put it in while you're boiling it. You put it in afterwards when it's done.
Don't you feel like you know what a rubber band tastes like, even though you've never tasted one?
I've definitely tasted one. What do you mean you've never tasted one?
I don't know. When's
taste
the last time you tasted a rubber band?
When
I
was a
child.
I don't
need to taste it because I already know what it's... Oh, listen to this.
Because you tasted it when you were a kid. Yeah. Did you ever make a guitar out of a Kleenex box and a rubber band?
No. You've done that before?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course? I've never heard of that.
It's like a thing you do when you're a little kid. You, like, get, like, a shoebox or something and make a guitar out of a shoebox and rubber bands and stuff.
Where do you get the materials?
Rubber bands and a shoebox?
Yeah, where do you get rubber bands?
They're just around at the house when you're a little kid and you're, like, looking at stuff on the floor. One time I did the rubber band thing in the spaghetti to my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he become upset with you?
No, he's a sweet angel, so he thought it was, like, really funny. And I think I remember him laughing until he, like, teared up.
It's not that funny. That's like
in high school,
for some reason, like, in one of my classes, it was the last day of school, so we were allowed to watch TV for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And somehow we watched Arrested Development.
Oh.
And this one kid was laughing so hard, and it was like it was as if he had never watched TV before, like all the, he was laughing at everything, like, and he couldn't believe what was happening.
Well, I will say, it's a really, really funny show.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the funniest shows of all time. Maybe he had never seen it before. Did he say whether or not he had seen it before?
I don't think he saw it before.
Was he close to you? Was he your friend?
Or no,
was he sort of
he was,
like a
he
random?
Was kind of a he was kind of like a nerd. He was kind of an annoying nerd.
Uh-huh.
I liked him because I thought he had moxie. But he was, he was like a...
Moxie.
Yeah, literally Moxie. Like, he's like, you know how there's kids in high school who, like, kind of talked like they're from the olden times and stuff? Like, you've got Moxie.
Oh. Hmm. So he's, like, kind of like a fedora-wearing kind of guy?
Yeah, he didn't wear a fedora, but he was kind of like that.
Hmm. And then, so... He really enjoyed the show because he had never seen it, and he's a guy with moxie and good sense of humor, so he would appreciate a guy with good. He probably really liked Austin Powers,
maybe,
or something. He looked like Austin Powers.
I feel like it was more like he would like he's the kind of guy who would like read you know that webcomic XKCD. Where it's like the stick figures, and they make jokes about math.
No.
That was more like his speed.
That's cool. That's definitely something that I missed out on. XKCD?
Yeah. Or what about YTMND? You remember that?
No, is that another webcomic?
Yeah. Or no, it was like this website where it was just like GIFs and music or sound. So the famous one was a picture of Sean Connery,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "You're the man now, dog."
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and there's a whole website devoted to that.
It was kind of like a sample board or something like that. You just click the sound effects.
Yeah, it was in that realm. That's not exactly what it was, but yeah, you're on the right track. It's from the soundboard era.
See, I remember a soundboard called Fart Machine.
Yeah.
And it had, that was like a pretty early, that was probably like the only thing I knew how to access from the internet when I first started using the internet. At like probably like age 12 or something like that, it was Fart Machine. Another thing why that kid might always be probably laughing a lot is he may have just been overjoyed that he didn't have to go to school.
But he was a nerd. He liked school.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. See, if it... Like, I remember just being overjoyed just watching literally anything. Like Finding Dory or something like that.
Dory? That movie came out when we were adults.
You know, like Trolls 2.
Nikki's to Nikki.
Yeah, you know, like Nikki's to Nikki. Did you watch that yet?
No, I'm not gonna watch that.
You're not gonna watch Nikki's to Nikki?
No.
I thought you said you were getting into film.
Why is everyone talking about Nikki's to Nikki? Why is it a buzz movie?
I just think sometimes movies are just buzz movies. Like, who cares about Oppenheimer? You know, like...
That's not a good example.
It's not a good example because it was like a... It was sort of a rare thing where it was like, yeah, promoted in a bizarre way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like Ricky Snicky's buzz is more organic.
It's like a Hubie Halloween situation.
It's like a Hubie Halloween situation, yeah. But it's not anywhere near as good as Hubie Halloween. I think people like it because it was directed by the same person that did Dumb and Dumber, I think.
The Farley Brothers?
No. Is that the Farley Brothers?
I thought so.
I don't think it... I don't even know. It's directed by somebody that people like. And then also it's like, it has John Cena in it playing this really flamboyant character.
Yeah, John Cena looks, he kind of like became crazy looking really rapidly.
I don't think he's crazy looking.
Really? I think he looks weird now. Or like he like lost a lot of weight. He just looks like a normal guy. Like, he looks like Bryan Cranston. He looks like Malcolm in the Middle era Bryan.
I don't know about that. He's still pretty jacked. He's just not as... He's just not as brolic as he was when he was this wrestler.
I think he looks weird now.
Well, I mean, he looks weird because he's, like, a really buff guy who's just playing, like... Who's just, like, playing, like, normal characters or whatever. Like... You have, like, guys like The Rock that are playing, like, action movies. And then who's that guy from Guardians of the Galaxy? Bautista?
Yeah.
Bautista.
No, like, I mean, when I picture John Cena, I think You Can't See Me era John Cena. But now he's in movies and he's, like...
He looked way crazier before when he dressed like Eminem. Like, look at how he's dressed. He's dressed like... He's wearing a visor and, like, jean shorts and... That are down past his calves, and it's weird to see him dressed up like Eminem or something like that.
I swear, like when he looks like this.
That's a still from Ricky Sinicky. I'm pretty sure, because he's got hair like that in it.
Yeah, I think, like, he looks weird. Like,
that's a character from a movie. I don't know if that's how he looks all the time.
I don't know, man.
I think I know what you're saying. Think you're saying he was replaced by a clone.
I'm not on that. I think he just aged.
I think he looks younger. Or I think he looks like he looks too young to have had an entire professional wrestling career. Like, he looks too good. But anyway, I think that, like, people really like that movie because he's pretty good in it. And, like, the movie itself isn't really very good, in my opinion. But it held my attention the whole time, so that's kind of says a lot. So I guess it must be good. But, like, I really think that people like it just because it's, like, John Cena playing this, like, really kind of flamboyant character that's pretty, like, entertaining to watch, and you can see his acting chops are pretty good.
Yeah,
it's interesting when like wrestlers become actors. Like, when you look back at The Rock, like, he literally can't act at all when he's like
the Scorpion King and The Mummy.
No, like, well, probably because that was like his first movie or whatever, but like when you look at his like wrestling, you know, the parts where he's, like, talking on a microphone or, like, playing guitar or something in the ring for whatever reason, taunting, like... It's like he can't act at all. It's interesting. Ooh. Macaroni in the pot. Did you watch wrestling as a kid?
I didn't like it.
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah, there's always just something about it I didn't like, to be honest.
It was pretty raunchy back
then. Yeah, that's. I think that's part of it.
There would be like kids like there would like the kids that wore wrestling shirts at school. They also like would wear South Park shirts.
Yeah.
And they also were like would wear like Slipknot shirts, and they were like maybe like into ICP too.
But it's interesting, but like
proto juggalos.
It's like, interesting, like our friends we have a number of friends who are into wrestling now. And they don't retain those kind of vulgar culture, or what's
well, I think it was just a phase that it went through.
Yeah.
I feel like Jared is really into the whole kind of all of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it probably wasn't always like that, and it probably isn't like that anymore, would be my guess. It's not really sustainable to just be raunchy forever. Like, you'll end up like Blowfly or something, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, this looks really good. It smells good, too.
I guess, do you want that?
Yeah.
One, since your hands are full?
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Or I'll dish up another one, too.
I don't know why I didn't watch wrestling. Because I would have liked... I really liked stuff like that. Like, I really wanted to see, like, boobs. And I really wanted to, like, understand, like, what it meant when to, like, cross your arms, like, over your pelvis. Like, when kids would do that at school, it confused me. Like, I was like, I don't know what that means. But they're all like, crossing their hands over their pelvis like it's like a flip off or something like
yeah.
that. And I was like, what is that? And I didn't know.
I feel like wrestling was on at like a weird time.
It was on like 11 p.m.
Yeah, on like on UPN cable or something.
Yeah, I didn't have cable, and I bet that's why I'm cringe now, because I wasn't exposed to popular culture until much later, like, or I had to seek it out.
And that's why through other that's why you're obsessed with popular culture now.
Well, it's like why it's like I don't really understand everything or most things, because I just got a late start on it or something. Ooh. Well,
yeah, we shouldn't record ourselves eating.
Yeah, I don't want to record ourselves eating. It's disgusting.